Were you leasing cars from GM, Ford, or Chrysler, or where were you getting your cars?
We weren't leasing, we were buying.
Or buying, yeah, excuse me, right.
We negotiated some pretty nice deals. We had a sweetheart deal with GM. The majority of our fleet ended up being GM, Chevrolet, Pontiac, a little bit of everything. But we grew. Our franchisees grew. We were in the leasing business. We were leasing cars to our franchisees. And it was profitable. We were doing very well. Thrifty was growing. It was good. We had struck a deal with Chrysler. It was really a nice deal. We became Chrysler's biggest customer in a matter of 60 days or so.
Wow.
And all was good. We went along, and I forgot the year it was. I can go back and look at it.
Well, I have Motor Club of America, 1987 here.
Okay, well, yes, Motor Club was a property and casualty and automobile insurer headquartered in New Jersey. One of the stumbling blocks we ran into is that the industry got frightened of the exposure that a rental car company had because they were afraid of big liability claims and so forth and so on. Allstate was Thrifty's primary insurer, and they raised our rates like 30% one time.
Wow.
So we figured we had to do something. We went out to buy an insurance company.
Oh, so you could set your own rates.
Right, which we did. We took the company public to pay for it, and we insured the majority of our franchisees.
Your other partners, did they buy that concept right away?
Well, the first thing that we thought about doing was going to Bermuda and setting up a Bermuda reinsurance company, going to the big insurers and say that we will reinsure the rental car business for you because we don't think it's as bad as the prices indicate. But that sort of ran out because we couldn't get many big companies to buy into us. That's the time we took the company public.
And that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
A long time to bring it public. Had to have been a thrill for you, though.
It was.
Were you on Wall Street and ring the bell and the whole deal?
Did that. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How old are you about this time? In 1987, I have here, you went public.
Yeah, so I would have been 47.
47 years old. And life is good.
Life's good, yeah.